1420 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump just announced a 90-day negotiating period with Mexico after a call with its president as 25% tariff rates will stay in place. Tomorrow's his tariff deadline for most nations.
Critics said that our tariffs would hurt the economy, but the data shows the exact opposite.
The latest major deal is with South Korea. A key American envoy met today with Israel's prime minister, CBS's Robert Berger.
Does Israel make more concessions at the negotiating table, or perhaps more military pressure by stepping up attacks in Gaza? Neither of those tactics have worked so far.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Sanders mourns the couple killed out for a state park walk with their kids.
We ask that every Arkansan remember this family and lift them up in prayer and offer condolences and comfort to them in any way that you can.
A suspect is under arrest. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The poor air quality of yesterday continues into today. Primary pollutants in the air are at an unhealthy level due to wildfire smoke across much of central Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says the air quality index is expected to continue at unhealthy levels through Thursday. By Friday, they're predicting levels will drop to unhealthy for sensitive groups. For now, everyone is advised to keep outdoor activities shorter and less intense. Go inside if you have symptoms. Sensitive groups should consider moving all activities inside. State lawmakers hope Governor Tony Evers signs a bill to assist gig workers. Joanne Krulantz reports.
The measure aims to provide access to portable benefits like health insurance, retirement savings, and income replacement for people working in the app-based delivery and transportation industries, but who don't work enough hours to get them. Republican Senator Julian Bradley of New Berlin joined gig workers at the Capitol Tuesday to promote the measure. Bradley said Wisconsin can achieve meaningful reform if the bill becomes law. Democratic Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez of Milwaukee said it would be a tragedy if people dropped out of the gig economy because they can't obtain benefits. The portable benefits bill passed the concluded legislative session with bipartisan support. Evers' office did not respond to a request on whether he'll sign it into law.